Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Trilongo Track. I'm your host, Gianna, and this is your weekly dose of a little bit of mom life, a little bit of business strategy, and all the insanity that happens in between. I'm so excited that you're here. I also know that you're busy. You got life going on. So let's jump right into the episode. Welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking all about building authority in your business without social proof. So you might be like, what does that even mean, Gianna? So building authority is all about spotlighting your expertise. It's about showing that you have the credibility to get people results, which is really important in the online space. And then social proof are those screenshots, testimonials that you see people posting everywhere all the time. And if you're new in business or you aren't in the habit of asking for feedback or taking those screenshots, you might just not have all the social proof that you see other people posting and using, but that doesn't mean that you can't show off your authority. And showing off your authority is incredibly, incredibly important in a space that can feel saturated or that there's a million other people doing what you do. And the truth is there are. There's a million people selling something on Instagram, but that doesn't mean that you can't still get clients. There's enough business to go around. Okay, so really having that authority-based content, if you don't have it, that could be why you're not signing as many clients as you want. So creating more content around your authority, it helps you stand out from the people that do the same thing as you. And it helps you call in your specific ideal client. Because just because there's a million nutritionists out there doing what you do, everybody's not working with the same type of people. But by showing off and posting about your authority, you can bring in your ideal client. This is also how you're going to show them that you can get them the results they want. And this is very much the vibe of, you're not bragging on yourself, but you are boasting about what you are capable of doing. And for some people, that can be uncomfortable, but we're going to do it anyway. Because you want DMs like, you're inside my head, or I really needed to hear this today. How can I work with you? That post was great. I'm going to try it today. And if you aren't getting those every single day, then it's time for you to adjust your strategy and focus more on that authoritative content. And I teach you how to do this really, really specifically in my training From Stranger to Standout. And we'll talk more about that later. But what I want to focus on today is something that almost every single one of my clients struggle with when it comes to authority, and that is showcasing it without a ton of social proof. They're getting their clients' results. They are great at what they do, but they don't necessarily have the testimonials or the social proof screenshots. And so we have to work on other ways to show it up. And sometimes you just want to shake it up, even if you do have that social proof. So this is also kind of like your note to start putting together a system so that you can get that social proof. So whether it's a survey after they go through your program or just getting in the habit of taking screenshots when your clients send it to you, it's really important. So until you get to that point, let's talk about building that authority. So number one, you can share your own journey as a case study, your own journey, how you got to where you are now. But the trick is you are not sharing your whole journey. You're not going, let me tell you about A to Z 10 years ago, how I got to where I am today, because that would be a blog post and a 2-hour long podcast probably. You want to pick one specific piece that relates to what you're selling. So if you are a fitness coach that tracks macros, I don't need to hear about every diet you tried. I don't need to hear about your workout program. Just share with me your journey with macros and how it changed. For me, just yesterday on my stories, I shared how 2 years ago I wasn't creating authoritative content and what that did to my business and how I changed it. I didn't talk about my whole entire content strategy. I just shared the process, the journey of that one specific piece. So share your journey, but keep it specific. Now, the second thing you can do is you can share part of the process that you use when you're working with a new client. So this is your framework. What happens on the first call? What does that look like? What happens after they're working with you for 2 weeks? What changes do people see that are quick wins or even longer wins? I mean, you could create a post that says, after 2 weeks of working with me, this is what happens. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. After 30 days of working with me, this is what happens. After 3 months in my world, this is what happens. And list them out, right? So showing some of the processes that happen, talking about, you know, this is the first thing that I look at when a client comes to me. Okay, just to show some pieces of how you do what you do builds that credibility. Then another one that's one of my favorite ways to show your authority and is a really easy thing that you can start to implement is sharing your opinion on the normal way people do things in your industry and how you do it differently and why you do it differently. Okay, not just that you do it differently, telling them why. And so an example I have of this is if you listen to last week's bonus episode, I interviewed Amber, who is a nutritionist, and we were laughing because she's one of the few holistic nutritionists that I see in the online space that still drinks coffee. She calls it her latte therapy. And as somebody that does not want to give up my coffee, if I was going to hire a nutritionist, she would be the one that I hire because she's not going to tell me I have to give up my coffee. Right? So by her sharing that she does her latte therapy, it's different than what other people say. She talks about why she doesn't give it up in a lot of her captions, but she also talks about what she does in order for her latte therapy not to negatively affect her. So she is establishing her credibility and she's calling in her ideal clients that maybe want to change their diet, want to lose weight, want to feel different, but they're not willing to give up their coffee, right? Another example is one of my clients, Lexa. She is a professional organizer and she does it in person and she also does it virtually. And one of her sticking points is she doesn't buy new bins, new baskets, clear containers to organize her stuff. And she tells you what to do instead. And she talks about this because in the organizational world, home edit style, right? Everybody's got clear containers. They're very expensive. And she talks about how and why you don't have to do that and what to do instead. Establishes her credibility. And for anybody that wants to get organized but doesn't want to spend a lot of money, it shows them that they can do it. So it's calling in her people. Now, the fourth way is that you want to share your rise up story. When you were at rock bottom, how did you get back up and get to where you are now business-wise? And again, just like I said for the first tip, this is not your whole entire story that's 2 hours long. This is a piece of your story when you struggled and you knew things had to change. One of the things that I share about is my first full year in business. I was making so much money. I was so happy with financially where I was at. But by the time the fall came around, I was so overbooked and so overwhelmed that if my kids were sick and we didn't have childcare, I was screwed. And it burned me out. And I knew in that moment that I had to adjust the way that I was working with people. I had to adjust things so that I could still make money without burning out. So I talk about that when it comes to building your offer suite or how you approach creating your offers. And I'm going to talk about that in next week's episode too. But I'm not telling the whole story. I'm sharing a piece of it so that you can relate if that's where you're at. Now, these can be reels, They can be carousels. It's something you can also practice in your stories or on an Instagram Live. And I love to do that. Open up your Instagram Live. Just shoot the breeze about a specific topic. Same with stories. You can save them. You cannot save them. Just to get the words out of your brain and out loud. And it'll really help you. And what's awesome about authoritative content is that you don't have to recreate the wheel every time. Once you have these core stories, your framework, you can just create new content, but with those same stories over and over again. The most important thing is that if you are not at a point where you are booking the amount of clients you want to book, you're making the money you want to book, but you're posting consistently and you're showing up consistently and it still feels like something's missing, it comes down to creating this authoritative content and a couple other things too, but this is a piece of it. The authoritative content that shows off what you can do for your ideal person, okay? That calls in the people that are ready to work with you, ready to take the action, ready to make the change. So if you want to learn more about spotlighting your superpowers, if you want my framework more in depth than what we talked about today to show off your case studies, literally step by step, the best way to show off your case study versus a case study of a client, tons of examples, tons of ideas, then you want to get my Stranger to Standout training. I've linked it in the notes section down here at the bottom. It's about 45 minutes long. It includes a workbook with exercises so that you can start implementing what we're talking about in the training. You could literally watch the training and create a post and post it immediately. And that's the kind of action that you want to take. And what's great about this training and the fact that it comes with a workbook is it's going to help you get out of your own head and get out of your own way about what you do and start thinking about it with an outside view. So I can't wait to see you inside the training, and I will catch you on the next episode where we are going to talk about your offer suite. Have a great week, and I'll be in your ear soon.